Well, it's time for me to get back into my podcasting, and today's episode is a praise report that I want to share from back in December of 2021. And I state, I just need to give God some praise and glory this morning. I woke up this morning about 3 a.m. with all kinds of thoughts that definitely came from Satan and uncontrollable sobbing at times. I was an emotional mess, to say the least. As much as I tried to refocus my thoughts and praise the Lord, Satan kept bombarding my mind, and he took control over it that morning. Finally, I got up out of bed shortly after 5 a.m. I got myself ready for work and did what I had to do, fighting the thoughts of Satan. After my shower, I was urged to check my email, of which I typically don't do in the morning before work. When I opened my email, I had a devotional from Lisa Turkhurst as part of the Proverbs 31 Woman's devotional series I subscribed to. Looking at the time, the email arrived in my inbox, and it was 3:30 this morning. The devotional this morning highlighted Romans 8:28, and we know that God works to the good of all those who have been called according to his purpose. Lisa Turkhurst is one that I've had experience with in the past, and I've always been blessed by her books, and this morning was no different. Below is an excerpt from the devotional that really hit home with me, and I was able to start to reclaim my thoughts for the Lord. And I quote, "I know this is hard, so let me be the one to lean in and whisper these words to your heart today. God is working things out. He's not far away. He is right here with us. We need to cling to this hope, believe this hope, live out this hope, right here, right now. Even if our prayers aren't answered in the way and the timing we want, even when this process feels messy, we can trust that God is good and his love for us is secure." About this time, my fiance at the time, now husband, M.T. Clark, also started to remind me that I am secure in Christ. He then prayed for my day and for God to go before me in my thoughts. God knew who I needed that morning and brought him to me. I will be forever grateful. If this wasn't enough for me to rid myself of the evil thoughts of Satan, there was more. But isn't that always the truth with Christ? He wants more for our lives. He wants so much more than we can even imagine, that we could even plan. Christ knows every little detail, and he has the ultimate plan already figured out for us. But he does want us to remember and to be faithful to him. When we are with Christ and he is our rock, when he is beside us, goes before us, and standing behind us, Satan is going to work that much harder to try to destroy us. And I felt that this morning. So as I left MT's house about 6 o'clock in the morning, I got in my car to drive to work, and I was overcome by the presence of the Lord. I was able to declare that Satan leave my thoughts, that he leaves my body and leaves my vehicle. And at that time, it gave me a sense of peace. I declared in the name of Jesus Christ that Satan would leave me and that only Christ would fill me and my thoughts, my heart, my soul, and my mind. As I was doing this, the following song came on Air One radio station, "You're Not Done Yet" by Vertical Worship. God of the promise, God of the future, you see beginning and end. God of the rescue, God of the breakthrough, how great is your faithfulness. You're not done yet. There was just so much in the song that prompted me to begin to declare Christ's presence in my situation. As I continued to declare God's power over my situation, the song Haven't Seen It Yet by Danny Gokey came on the radio. The words to this song touched my heart and my spirit, bringing me to tears of joy. In the song, it declares, "You're closer than you think. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn, all his promises are just up ahead." I began praising and thanking the Lord for all that he does in my life and for all the good that he has already done. I'm utterly thankful and beyond pleased with all the blessings he has given me. And as I continue to be faithful to him, I know he has a plan for my life, and I know his plan is for good. Then the song Speak to the Mountains by Chris McClarney came on. It was as if God was helping me go through and process everything that is happening. Our God is good. Our God is strong. Our God is mighty. He knows what we need, and he will move the mountains. The song states, "So I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful, his promise is true. So I speak to the mountains, oh, it's time to move, because my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. Thank you, Lord, for your ever presence. I know and I trust and have faith that you have everything already figured out. And I pray that you give me and my family peace throughout. You are peace that surpasses all human understanding. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and God will roll the stones away.